The Mecca Pact, a rival security architecture, takes shape. Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan formalized a defense pact in Mecca last week, and Turkey's defense ministry has since confirmed the institutional structure being built beneath it. Defense ministers, foreign ministers, and military chiefs will coordinate through a standing trilateral mechanism. That is not a joint communique, it is bureaucratic architecture, the kind that generates its own momentum and makes decisions that do not always travel back up to the head of state level for review. The geography of the alignment is striking. Turkey, a NATO member, sits at the center of a military pact with Saudi Arabia and a nuclear-armed Pakistan that has historically maintained strategic ambiguity between Washington and Beijing. Turkey has flirted with parallel alignments before, most dramatically through its purchase of Russia's S-400 missile system, but analysts describe this as a different order of commitment. Critically, Ankara has spent the past decade cultivating a serious domestic arms export industry, with the Bayraktar TB2 drone as its signature product. If that technology flows to Riyadh and Islamabad under a formal industrial cooperation framework, the trilateral pact carries real capability transfer implications. Saudi Arabia's inclusion reflects what appears to be a deliberate multi-alignment strategy since roughly 2023, simultaneously engaging China through the Belt and Road, maintaining the Abraham Accords architecture with Israel, and now signing a formal military pact with Ankara and Islamabad. Riyadh's leadership appears to have concluded that exclusive dependence on any single patron, historically Washington, is a strategic vulnerability it can no longer accept. Pakistan's role may carry the most long-term weight. Islamabad possesses nuclear weapons, a large military with real combat experience, and geography that places it at the intersection of South Asia, Central Asia, and the Gulf. The choice of Mecca as the signing venue carries deliberate symbolic weight. This is not a conference room in Geneva or a NATO annex in Brussels. By convening in Islam's holiest city, the signatories are projecting the pact as an Islamic world security arrangement, a message aimed simultaneously at their domestic populations and at broader audiences across the Muslim world who may be receptive to an alternative to Western-led frameworks. How Washington interprets and responds to a NATO member formalizing military coordination with a near-nuclear non-NATO state remains, for now, an open question.